The effective use of means in missionary fields. It is the very essence of all right faith to do the right thing at the right time. God is the great master worker, and by His providence He prepares the way for His work to be accomplished. He provides opportunities, opens up lines of influence, and channels for working. If His people are watching the indications of His providence and stand ready to cooperate with Him, they will see a great work accomplished. Their efforts, rightly directed, will produce a hundredfold greater results than can be accomplished with the same means and facilities in another channel where God is not so manifestly working. Our work is reformative, and it is God's purpose that the excellence of the work in all educational lines shall be an object lesson to the people for the consummation of the last great work to save the perishing. In entering new fields, it is important that the work be so established that a correct representation of the truth shall be given. In all our plans for missionary operations, these principles should be considered. Certain countries have advantages that mark them as centers of education and influence. In the English-speaking nations, it is comparatively easy to find access to the people, and there are many advantages for establishing institutions and carrying forward our work. In other lands, such as India and China, the workers must go through a long course of education before the people can understand them, or they, the people. And there are great difficulties to be encountered at every step of the work. In America, England, and Australia, many of these impediments do not exist. America has many institutions to give character to our work. Similar facilities should have been furnished for England and Australia. In these countries, the Lord has able workmen, laborers of experience. These can lead out in the establishment of institutions, the training of workers, and the carrying forward of the work in its different lines. God designs that they shall be furnished with means and facilities. The institutions established would give character to the work in these countries and would give opportunity for the training of workers for the darker heathen nations. In this way, the efficiency of our experienced workers would be multiplied a hundredfold. The duty of providing facilities for this work, the Lord has in great measure laid upon the churches and institutions in America. These churches and institutions were built up by the labors and sacrifices of the Lord's servants. Large donations have been made to establish the institutions in Battle Creek and in other places. Now, God calls upon them to use some of the means in their hands to forward His work in other lands. It all belongs to God. Every dollar is His, and He is not pleased with their neglect to do the work which so much needs to be done. By building up the institutions in the English-speaking countries, they would have several plants constantly increasing in usefulness and facilities. Thus, the great work for this time might be far more rapidly accomplished.